Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. Today we're honoring our military veterans, and we're meeting with Kevin Wilkerson of the Marco's Pizza Franchise Opportunity. And Kevin and Laurel Wilkerson own a Marco's Pizza franchise in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Kevin spent 24 years as an Army infantry officer and retired in 2005 as a full colonel. We're going to be talking to Kevin about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Kevin Wilkerson, who is a franchisee to the Marco's Pizza Franchise Opportunity. And Kevin and Laurel Wilkerson own a Marco's Pizza franchise in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And Kevin spent 24 years as an Army infantry officer and retired in 2005 as a full colonel. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, Marty. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Kevin, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today?
I'm actually over in Tulsa, Oklahoma right now. I actually reside in the Oklahoma City area.
Okay.
I'm over doing some training in Tulsa, so I'm calling you from Tulsa today.
Oh, fantastic. How's the weather out there today, Kevin?
It's wonderful.
It is. That's good. It's a beautiful part of the country.
Some aviation training, so it's a good day to be doing that.
That's fantastic. I thought maybe, you know, first off, if I could start off just, you know, thanking you for protecting and serving our country, Kevin, for 24 years as an Army infantry officer, and I know you retired in 2005. I thought, you know, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about your military background.
Well, sure. Grew up in Oklahoma and was on a four-year Army ROTC scholarship out of the University of Oklahoma. It was actually a program to produce airline pilots, but I got into the Army ROTC and discovered that I really liked being around infantry soldiers and around troops, and felt like the Army was centered around that. So I did not fly in the military. I stayed with the infantry, which is pretty similar to what I do today, because a lot of franchising that you talk to and people that are involved in franchising are involved in the people business.
Right.
And I think that as veterans look at this, that's one of the aspects of franchising that they should take into consideration. Went into the Army and always had a business bent and always interested in business. Very much enjoyed the military, moved very quickly through the ranks. Harvard master's degree, so a lot of educational opportunities. But always in the back of my mind, I was always very interested in owning my own business and doing something in the business world. In 2005, decided to retire early, was up for another promotion, and decided that it was time for me to jump and to follow a different path. And at that point, retired. And as you mentioned in the intro, my wife, Laurel, was a JAG officer for 20 years. And she retired a couple years later. We actually settled in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay.
And ran across Marcos. At the time, Laurel was working in a law firm. I had looked for an existing business. I really hadn't focused as much on franchising at that time. But I was looking for an existing business. Ended up starting a mergers and acquisition firm to help people look for businesses. And at the end of the day, ran across a friend of mine who had discovered Marco's Pizza. And I think what really put me, well, the rest of that story, then I'll come back to Marco's for a minute. Because of Marco's, I shut down the M&A firm, Laurel quit the law firm, and we relocated from Georgia back to Oklahoma simply to bring Marco's to Oklahoma.
Right, right.
And so it was a relocation across the country for this franchise. And I think what brought us to that point was, first and foremost, the product. And one of the things I would tell veterans out there as they're looking at moving into their next stage of their life is find something you can really be proud of. And a Marco's pizza, it's made fresh every day. We make the dough fresh every day. The cheese is never frozen. It's larger portions of meat. And the sauce recipe is from our founder, Pasquale Giammarca, who actually immigrated here from Italy. So it's his family recipe.
It's a great story. We've had them on the show before, Kevin. And yeah, actually, I think we've had Marcos on the show twice. And, you know, I've heard nothing but good things about the Marcos franchise opportunity. Did you see yourself going into this particular industry? You know, I mean, there's, I guess there's about like 80 industries out there in franchising to choose from, and then you got like 2,500 opportunities. So it must be difficult sometimes to, I guess, just, you know, set on that one opportunity and what you're going to go with. Was there a lot of like soul searching, or did you just know?
It is difficult. And when you're in the military and you know you're going to be transitioning into another career field, as you said, Marty, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities out there.
Yeah.
Once I found Marco's, it was a very easy decision to make once I found it.
Right.
And that's why I appreciate programs like yours that help people, you know, educate themselves and discover what they have a passion for.
Thank you.
But, you know, there's so many opportunities out there. You've got to focus on them and then find something. What's interesting to me is I had not envisioned myself in the food industry. When I was in the M&A world, I wouldn't even sell a restaurant. I wasn't interested.
That's interesting, isn't it?
So, yeah, it really is. And so here I am. I mean, we have a 40-store territory, 10 stores, well, actually 12 stores in development. We own five of those. And so it's kind of a funny transition from not wanting to be involved in restaurants to being this deep into it. But programs like yours help educate the public and help them find brands like Marco's, so I appreciate that.
Thank you. You said something interesting, too, Kevin. You said that, you know, what you do today is really kind of similar to what you did in the past. You know, we've heard that, you know, from gentlemen like yourself, you know, who have served in the military and kind of compare franchising, that there's a lot of similarities between franchising and the military. I thought maybe, you know, you can talk a little bit about some of those similarities.
Well, there are. And, you know, the similarities that seem at the surface, people recognize that you're part of a larger organization, that you're
right.
part of a system, that you're buying a system, and that you go in and execute that. And military people are very good at learning the rules of the game and playing that game very well. And I think that's a real draw for franchisors to veterans to look at. There are some things that aren't as apparent that I think both parties should think through. One is that not only do you have the franchisor as part of your team, but much like the military, you've got other franchisees all over the country that are having similar experiences or having ideas that they're sharing that really makes this larger than yourself. And
right.
what you find with a lot of military people is they enjoy being part of something larger than themselves, serving the country, being part of an outfit, and building those friendships over the years from guys that move all over the country, but you still stay in touch. Franchising avails you to building those same friendships with people. I'm in Oklahoma and got friends in North Carolina or Colorado or, you know, all over the country, Georgia, that you share ideas with.
Right.
I think that's something that's not well publicized sometimes, particularly for somebody that's getting into a system. The rest of that is, military people have a hard time, and I think a lot of people coming out of corporate America, they have a hard time finding something that's as big as what you were doing before.
Right.
Marco's Pizza offers me that opportunity because in the development stage, I'm involved in site selection, lease negotiations, construction, working through municipalities and permitting. So there's a lot of that business that's involved. And then once you have the store up and operating, you're looking at personnel issues, hiring, workman's comp, insurance, and then the marketing side of it, developing your print and what works well, looking at the competition, pricing. You move into training, operations, logistics. So there's just such a myriad of things that business owners involved in when they're in a Marco's Pizza, that it's pretty exciting.
You wear a lot of hats, it sounds like, Kevin. It's when you're a franchisee, don't you?
Well, I think all franchisees do, yeah. The really successful franchisees embrace that, and they build teams around them that help. We've built a great team of people, and we have great partners, both through Marco's as franchisor, and our suppliers that just make us very successful.
That's great. I like how you mentioned, too, about the whole, you know, sharing of best practices, because that's something, and you would know this, you know, being in the industry where, you know, we're helping assist, like, sell businesses and things like that, where you don't really get that, do you, sharing of best practices, you know, where you can call, like you said, your friends in North Carolina or really anywhere in the United States and, you know, share those ideas or bounce problems off of them. I guess if you were to go at this alone, you know, and just kind of call it, you know, Kevin and Laurel's Pizza, you wouldn't be able to do that, would you?
Well, you wouldn't. And, you know, people that look at franchising, we all know that a common concern is, well, am I getting my money's worth out of my royalties? And
right.
certainly we do in Marco's Pizza, but beyond that, I don't think people think the broader term of this is also a benefit of your royalties in having those best practices. And so someone who discovers a new way of marketing, something that just a small nuance that makes a big difference, we're sharing that across the country. And that's exciting. Something that a way to maintain one of our pieces of equipment that maybe somebody hadn't ran across. Those ideas are coming back and forth across the country.
Absolutely. What is it about Marcos? I know Marcos is, has been very big at working with military veterans in the past, or, you know, so I've read. Did they provide financial assistance to you, Kevin, in getting started or, you know, helping you get the business off the ground?
Yes, absolutely. Marcos Pizza is, yes. Marcos Pizza is part of the Vetran program.
Okay.
And as veterans start looking at transition out, they ought to look at Vetran and look at the benefits. In our case, they do a discount off of the franchise fee up front.
That's great.
For the stores. And that assists you financially, obviously. And Marcos has really embraced the military background that people bring to the game. Sometimes it's hard to translate the value that a military member gains in the service.
Right.
Because a lot of people look at military people as autotrons who simply learn to follow orders.
Right.
Nothing could be further from the case. There's a lot of innovation, a lot of thought that goes into decision-making in the military. And Marcos discovered that early on and really embraces that. But from a financial standpoint, absolutely. Marcos assists their veterans in becoming franchisees up front.
I think that helps in the beginning, too, doesn't it, Kevin? Because, and again, you know this, is there's a lot of those expenses or sometimes maybe even unanticipated expenses for, like, new entrepreneurs, you know, just starting not only franchises but really any type of business opportunity. I think so many of them are shocked the first year how much money is going out and how little is coming in, you know. So I think that does help, doesn't it, that, you know, Marcos does provide
it,
that.
It does. It helps both in a hard cash perspective. It also helps from a standpoint of you're putting your money where your mouth is.
That's true.
And because of our business model and the way that Marcos works, and certainly I'd encourage anybody that's interested to get an FDD and study that FDD, but the Marcos pizza's cash flow pretty quickly, pretty well, so that helps offset those concerns that you have as you're first coming out of the military.
I was at the franchise show at the Jacob Javits this year, and it was a really big turnout this year. It was nice to see, but you can see that there were a lot of military veterans there, you know, in their uniforms. What advice would you have for your fellow veterans who are looking into buying a franchise opportunity, Kevin? Because as we were saying earlier, you know, there's just so much out there to choose from. You, the 75, 80 industries, about 2,500, 3,000 different types of opportunities. Where do you begin? What would you say to them?
Yeah, Marty, I'd tell them two things. The first one is, and I'll give you the two broad topics, and then we can talk a little more detail on each.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I'd tell somebody is, throw your net wide and broaden your perspectives of what you're willing to consider. As I mentioned to you, I hadn't really considered food industry for a number of years before I got into this. The second thing I would tell you is follow a passion. You absolutely have to be passionate. I mean, anyone that tells you that owning your own business or owning a franchise isn't work, then you probably ought to run away. It is.
Yeah.
It works. But if you're enjoying what you're doing, it makes the good days great, and it makes the bad days good. I mean, it really does. So let's start with that, the passion. You know, if you have a passion for the product, for the service that you bought into, for the system that you're part of, I think that passion translates into success. And you know, there are days when you're going to have to push through adversity, just like veterans did in the military.
Right.
And it's so much easier to do when you're convinced that you're on the right path and you're on the right concept and you're doing the right things. And so, you know, every business is going to have those days. So I think the passion is a key point that I would share. The other part that I mentioned was throwing that net wide. You know, and I think it would help military people, and a lot of people in the military develop planning skills, multitasking skills that are very well honed. Look at your criteria of the types of attributes you want in a business and then see if those fit. And I'll give you an example, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I wanted something that included recurring revenues, it was scalable, it had a good return to investment, and that had a wide appeal to people. Now, Marco's Pizza meets that. But at first glance, you know, you think about reoccurring revenues, you think in terms of your cell phone policy and or an insurance policy.
You don't
necessarily think about a pizza place. But, you know, if you've got great service and you've got a great product, then you're going to have recurring revenues in this industry. And you're in control of your destiny in that case. So I think by applying the right attributes for you personally, you can look at a number of industries that may appeal to you that you might not have considered otherwise.
Yeah, it's interesting that you said that, Kevin. And it's been an interesting theme on our show the last 6 years, you know, especially talking to franchisees and people like yourself, is that, you know, a lot of them say that they were surprised at the franchise that they selected or got into. They said, like, in a million years, they never saw them getting into whether it's a doggy daycare or a senior care industry or whatever it may be, you know. And so I think that's very powerful advice that that you just gave to our listeners. So what are your plans for the future? I mean, it sounds like there's some expansion going on already, or plans to expand from what you're doing now.
Well, absolutely, Mark. We purchased a 40-store territory in 2010. We're ahead of our development schedule right now. We have three properties in development as I speak, and we're continuing to look for great sites and continuing to build Marco's Pizzas across our territory. So we're not slowing down any right now. The economy hasn't slowed us any. We're finding the funding that we need. We're finding great opportunities. And so we're going to continue both personally and organizationally to build Marco's Pizzas throughout our territory. And Marco's Pizza overall is on the same upward trend. I mean, we're the fastest growing pizza chain in the nation, and we continue to keep that pace.
That's fantastic. What's been the most, I guess you could say, rewarding thing that's happened to you since joining the Marco's family, Kevin?
Beyond financial, Murray?
That's always a good one, right?
Yeah, you know, it's been a great concept for us. But I guess on a personal basis, you know, it's extremely rewarding to have somebody come up to you and say, thanks for bringing great pizza to Oklahoma. That's phenomenal. It almost harkens back to walking through an airport in uniform and people thanking you for serving your country.
Right,
it's amazing that people are that excited about the product. And the other thing that's really rewarding is we're a first employment kind of business. So it's really exciting to see a kid that you hire, it's his first job, and you watch him develop over the next couple of years as a member of society and his work ethic, how he understands how business works. That's just been really rewarding to be involved with the people aspects of this from a customer and from an employer standpoint.
That's interesting. The other tough question is, what about challenging? What's been the most challenging for you, Kevin?
I think probably the most challenging for us, it comes back to employees and people. In order to grow as fast as we do, it really centers around the right people. You gotta bring that team together, and particularly, you can find a lot of good general managers, and I say that's not always true, but we've found great general managers that help us get where we need to go, and we find a lot of employees, as I mentioned earlier. It's that middle group of shift leaders in our industry that we're going to have out there helping us run those stores, that it may not be a career move for them, but it's a great position for them now. And the challenge is to find those people and really bring them into your culture and make sure that they're holding all the standards that we expect at Marco's Pizza.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Kevin, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee like yourself, or just anything relating to Marco's Pizza? Any websites they can go to, any numbers?
Absolutely. Marcos.com, real easy. The process is simple. We'll lay out next steps for you. Would love to talk to anybody that's interested, and we'll put you in touch with the right people.
That's fantastic. And congratulations again, Kevin, on all your success. And once again, thank you for protecting and serving our country for so many years. If it wasn't for people like yourself, we wouldn't be able to do this show. So thanks once again. And hopefully I'll get to shake your hand one day.
Marty, it's a pleasure talking to you. Have a great weekend. And appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. And we'll be back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting franchise interviews now almost 6 years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Sean Folk, who is a military veteran who's done very well in franchising. And Sean's going to give some great advice to perhaps some other military veterans who are looking to go into their own franchise. So here we go.
So it sounds kind of obvious, but why did GFC Management start this program then, Sean? You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think they saw the opportunity out there to find someone who is going to come in and execute that system. Like you were saying a minute ago about, there's some people out there who franchising ends up not being right for them. They think they can either do it better or what corporate says, it doesn't work for them. You know, so we have those franchisees as well. You know, some of them who just kind of bucked the system along the way. And sometimes, you know, they have great ideas, but other times it almost seems like they make it harder for themselves. If they would just execute the system, they would be so much better off. So, you know, and me talking to our franchisor, and they saw my success, and I do preach talking about the system. I say the system's there, execute it, just follow along. And I'm not saying that you just have to be a sheep and just do whatever they tell you. I question them at times. I challenge them at times. I say that I don't think that's going to work. And we work together to try to make changes. So I'm not saying that you have to come in and just be blind and walk along the way. But I am saying that that person, like a veteran, who comes in and understands that it's collaborative work, working together to make things better, I think that is the person that they're really looking for. So they saw an opportunity in offering it to veterans, and with the programs that are out there with the IFA and the VetFran system that's out there, knowing that there's tens of thousands coming back every year right now, we saw an opportunity to take advantage of people who are going to be successful.
Wow. So what should veterans consider when contemplating franchising, then, Sean? What would you say to them?
Well, I think they should consider, like what we were talking about earlier, kind of what they're interested in the first place. Definitely do a lot of due diligence. Make sure that you understand what you're getting into. Ask a lot of questions. I would encourage them to ask if in the system that they're interested in, like Great American Cookies, ask if they have veterans in their system already and try to talk to them, because I think a veteran talking to a veteran gives a whole different perspective on things and an understanding of what it really takes to be successful in that system. And so ask that question, and you got to know your finances, and you got to know what the qualifications are, and that's part of the due diligence of knowing what you're getting into.
That's a good point. Just speaking to franchisees in general, too, just as try to speak to as many as you can. Do plenty of due diligence.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's a lot of effort from the development team of a franchisor to say, here's a list of franchisees that you may want to call and find out about our system. Well, I think if a veteran's coming in, they ought to say, well, are any of these veterans? And if not, can I talk to a veteran? And I think they just, they have a whole different language that that they communicate on. And I think that they can get a different picture and a more accurate picture that relates to them a little bit more.
It's also good to see so many franchise systems part of the VetFran program.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs a one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. Today we're honoring our military veterans, and we're meeting with Chris Rowland of the Weedman Franchise Opportunity. And Chris spent 8 years on active duty in the Army, including a 2002 deployment to Iraq for Operation Enduring Freedom. After completing his active duty services, Chris knew that he wanted to go into his own business. I'm going to be talking about that in just a moment on Franchise Interview. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. Today we're honoring our military veterans, and we're meeting with Chris Rowland of the Weedman Franchise Opportunity. And Chris spent 8 years on active duty in the Army, including a 2002 deployment to Iraq for Operation Enduring Freedom. And after completing his active duty services, Chris knew that he wanted to go into his own business. We're going to talk about that today. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you doing this morning, Marty?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thanks for calling in today. Oh, Chris, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today?
Loveland, Colorado.
Oh, nice. How's the weather out there today?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. I love it here.
It's a beautiful state, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's fantastic. So I thought maybe, Chris, we could dive right into it. Maybe you could tell us like a little bit about your military background.
Well, you know, the typical military guy, went in out of high school on the enlisted side, spent 8 years on active duty. I'll be retiring from the reserves here in the next 20 to 24 months. It's been a great career. Learned a lot and had a chance to grow up over the years. So, I owe some gratitude to the military for helping me out, but like anything else, it's, you know, what you put into it is what you get out of it.
Absolutely. And we owe some gratitude to you, by the way, because, you know, if it wasn't for guys like yourself, you know, we wouldn't have the show, you know. So I'm going to start off really by just, you know, thanking you for serving and protecting our country for so many years. It's really so important. So what motivated you to open your own business, Chris? Is this something that you've always wanted to do, or did the military have some kind of influence in you wanting to do something on your own?
Well, honestly, a little combination of both.
Okay.
The military, you know, taught me my drive. I learned to try to excel at everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout my reserves career, obviously, I had another career, my civilian career, going on at the same time, where I've spent the last, 12, 14 years in a sales career. I've excelled at it, and I've done really well for myself. But, you know, you're always doing it for somebody else, and
right.
I've just always had that desire to do something for myself, started researching various franchises. I like the concept of franchising, Because, I mean, you have a blueprint, which in the military we'd call it a standard operating procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed to be a good fit.
It's interesting. I've been studying this, Chris. I'm actually writing my dissertation right now for my doctorate degree, and I came across this interesting study by the SBA, Small Business Administration. It said that, veterans in the private sector are at least 45% more likely than individuals with no active duty military experience to be self-employed. And it's always fascinated me, you know, because I was always curious about, you know, the link or the relationship between, serving our country or serving in the armed forces and going into your own business. It does seem like there's that relationship, you know. And I think it's important now, too, you know, especially to talk about this topic because, you know, we do have a lot of people, of course, coming home. There was another stat, too, that for younger veterans between 18 to 24, I know the unemployment rate is a little higher, too. It's again, another, I think, good reason to also, you know, talk about this topic today. What was it about the franchise industry that, you know, I guess made you decide that it was a good fit for you, Chris?
Well, primarily the idea that a franchise is typically a pattern of something that's been tried, it's been proven, and they've done some of the work for you, honestly. I mean, the
right.
Marketing, the basic concepts of how the business runs. And I think, you know, coming from the military, you see the same things as a small unit leader. The military has their procedures, their policies. It's just very similar to the way the franchise industry works.
Right. That's interesting. There's so many opportunities out there, Chris. And you know this because I know when you started your search, you've done your homework. But what was it about the Weedman franchise opportunity that stood out, I guess, against the other, 2,500 different franchise opportunities?
Well, as far as, I studied various food and beverage type
mm-hmm.
Industries as well. And, you know, quite honestly, the lawn care industry has a good payback, lower operating cost.
True.
And it's just the fact, any time I called any of the other franchise owners during my discovery phase,
mm-hmm.
they were all so positive. I mean, you never heard anybody that voiced concerns. And any time I had a question, and believe me, I had a lot of them.
That's great.
They answered them. They never come back and said, well, we'll discuss that later. They always gave me an answer, and I think, I truly believe they answered them honestly and openly. And now that I am in the franchise, I can call any other franchise owner and ask questions about the operation, ask, voice frustrations with, learning or, just share ideas, and everybody's so open. It's a very close-knit company.
We've had the Weedman franchise opportunity on the show. I think, we've been doing this show now. It's almost 6 years to date. And, we've been very impressed with the Weedman franchise opportunity as well. I mean, we've heard a lot of great things. So I'm not surprised that you said that. And, it's interesting because over the 6 years, too, I mean, you're really a model franchisee, because it seems like you did everything right. You started off with your research. You kind of had this idea that you may want to go into one industry, but you ended up going into something else because you did the right thing, too, is talking to franchisees, and we can't emphasize that enough to all of our listeners, because they really have no reason to, I guess you could say, steer you wrong,
right.
Become, they could pretty much say whatever they want or what's on their minds, where sometimes the franchisor cannot do that. So I think that's fantastic. Was there any financial assistance, Chris, or what financial assistance did Weedman provide to you?
Well, for me, being military, I mean,
right.
They did give me a discount for to buy in into the franchise, and that was an absolute great help.
Yes.
And then they did open a credit line to allow me to use that credit line to actually purchase my territories. That way I didn't have a lot of cash outflow in my first year you know, besides, I mean, obviously you're buying equipment and stuff, so your cash outflow is pretty heavy anyway. But yes, they extended a line of credit for me to help me purchase a territory. And then just the military discount was phenomenal. It really helped me.
That's fantastic. So what advice would you have then for your fellow veterans who might be looking into buying a franchise, Chris? What would you say to them?
I'd say research it. I'd say look at various industries. You know, put down on paper what you're looking at. Put down on paper the money. Call the different franchise owners during the discovery phase. And I would say, you know, if they're looking at a small operation where it's just going to be themselves, maybe one or two other people, Weedman is a great way to go. The support is there. The guidance is there. And, you know, they have a proven track record. I think they're very willing to work with somebody that has a drive and a motivation.
That's fantastic. So what are your plans, I guess, to or do you have plans, Chris, to expand the business?
I would love to, yes. You know, I'm up in Loveland, Fort Collins area, northern Colorado.
Okay.
So, you know, we'd like to expand south a little ways and possibly east a little bit. It's a 3 to 7 year plan. Yes, I would like to I would like to be the weed man presence in northern Colorado for sure.
That's fantastic. So what's been the most rewarding part of owning your own business, Chris?
You get to make your own decisions now.
Yeah.
I mean, and military leaders, whether you're a non-commissioned officer or a commissioned officer,
right?
You're taught to make decisions, and you understand they're not all going to be right, but you learn to make the best decision with the information you have, and you learn to live with that decision. And that's another thing with the Weedman Group. I can bounce my decisions and I can bounce my ideas off of them before I make a decision.
Yeah.
They never tell me I can or cannot make a certain decision. They just help me research the outcomes of my decision. So
that's great. I like how you emphasize too, Chris, the you know, the whole sharing of best practices, because you really don't get that in too many other situations, do you? You know, where you can call, any one of the other franchisees in the Weedman system, you know, and kind of share ideas and bounce ideas off of people, and I think it certainly adds to the franchise, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
That's fantastic. So, a tough question. What's been some of the most challenging parts of owning your own business, Chris?
Honestly, no matter how much research you do, and how many questions you ask, and how much good responses you get, quite honestly, you're never fully prepared for your first year. You're going to put in a lot of hours, and you may not even get paid back for those hours. But I think that again, military folks work a lot of hours. So I think that's true, don't they? Yeah, and I think everybody in the military has put in some unrewarding hours, and they've put in some hours that they've been rewarded for. And I would say just be prepared your first year, because I'm just now finishing up my first year. There's been some very frustrating days when you're like, oh, God, you know, that decision I made, I think it was a good idea.
Right.
It may or may not have worked, but, you know, you're – your first year is challenging. Just waiting on a reward to come, because you know, there's a large cash outflow your first year while you're getting established.
And I guess truth is, you know, you think about what you've been through. You know, I mean, I know, you know, you've been in Iraq. You know, and it had to be. You had some challenges there too, as well. So you know, it's always been interesting. We've had other military folks on the show over the last 6 years, and they said, you know, all of that certainly did help them prepare for owning their own business, you know. So
sure.
Were there any other skills, I guess you could say, that you've learned in the military that helped you run your own franchise, Chris? I mean, you mentioned the leadership, which I think is very important, the ability to make decisions, the ability to follow a system, all very critical aspects of getting into a franchise. Was there anything else?
Well, I mean, just the general work ethic. You know, the franchise can provide you the tools. They can provide you the system. But unless you're willing to get off your duff and actually do the work, nothing's going to happen unless you put the wheels in motion. And I think, you know, small unit leaders, young officers and stuff, you're given orders, you're given a task, and it's the same thing. You're not going to accomplish it unless you put the work in. And you also learn to delegate because, you know, in your first year I've been able to allot myself, but I could not have accomplished everything all by myself. So you learn to explain what you want, and you learn to allow the people to go out and do their job. So
that's very powerful. What's the best way for our listeners, Chris, to get more information on that, I guess, like the Weedman franchise opportunity? Is there a website they can go to, or
university
recommend they should call?
Yeah, you know, www.weedmanusa.com.
Weedmanusa.com, okay.
Yeah, weedmanusa.com. I believe the franchise point of contact is Roman Skripik.
Okay.
And his contact information is on the website.
That's fantastic.
And on that, if you're a listener and you're wanting to talk to your local weed man to research, you can plug in your zip code and find your local guy.
That's fantastic. That's great. I want to thank you again, Chris, for coming on the show. And again, thank you once again for protecting and serving our country, because, again, we wouldn't be able to do the show if it wasn't for guys like yourself. So you have a happy Veterans Day, and hopefully we can have you back again next year.
Sure, I'd love to, Marty. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much,
weekend.
Chris. You have a great, great weekend. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews. And today we're honoring our military veterans. And I want to thank Chris Rowland once again for coming on the show. That was a great segment. You know, in addition to providing discounts to to military veterans and hiring military veterans, there are some franchises out there that are doing more for our military families. And here's a great article that was sent to me. Home Helpers announces national partnership with Veterans Care Coordination. And let me just read some of the highlights of this particular program. It says, new program helps veterans and surviving spouses apply and obtain aid and attendance pension benefit through Department of Veteran Affairs to help pay for safe and affordable home care. The article takes place in Cincinnati, and it says, one of three seniors in the United States is a veteran or surviving spouse of a veteran. Every day, many of these men and women go without the health care they need simply because of a lack of information or assistance. Recognizing this, Home Helpers, one of the nation's leading senior care franchises, specializes in a comprehensive home health care service and companionship, has teamed up with Veterans Care Coordination to provide an easier path for veterans and surviving spouses to receive the benefits which they are entitled and the home care they deserve. The number one challenge many Americans face is how they will pay for this need, said Emma Dickinson, who is the president of Home Helpers, Caring Hearts, and Direct Link. What many veterans and their spouses do not realize is that they may be eligible for up to $24,000 per year tax-free money to pay for home care services. This is a fantastic program. There's a little more information about Veterans Care Coordination. This is founded in 2011 by entrepreneur Kyle Larame. Veterans Care Coordination, LLC, or the abbreviated VCC, is headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. Its mission is to educate and advocate on behalf of veterans, spouses, and surviving spouses to help them apply for the aid and attendance pension benefit through the Department of Veteran Affairs. We actually had Emma Dickinson on the show not too long ago, and we're going to play that clip in just a moment. So we'll take a... Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Emma Dickinson, who is the president of Home Helpers. And for over a decade, Home Helpers Compassionate Caregivers have been providing one-on-one companion care and in-home care services to seniors, new and expectant mothers, working parents, and individuals in need of continuing and recuperative home care. Hey, Emma, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Emma. I've been following you guys for a long time, and I was saying to Don earlier, I was surprised we haven't had you on the show up to this point, because you guys, you're really doing very well. Congratulations on all your success. I see, I think, in this particular industry, I think you're ranked number two, aren't you?
Yeah, we celebrate 15 years this year. We're really excited.
That's fantastic. We would like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Emma?
Actually, I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is where our corporate office is.
Oh, good. Okay, fantastic. And a little bit about your background, maybe. You know, I know you have an interesting background, you know, like maybe what you were doing before joining and getting involved in Home Helpers.
Yeah, I actually started in franchising a little over 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I started with, at the time, a little-known company called Blockbuster.
Mm.
And I started with them when they had about 150 storefronts,
right,
and stayed with them for about 14 years. When I left, we were 8,800 worldwide.
Wow.
And had the opportunity about the last 6 years to run the domestic franchise sector. And from there, I left. I had a great opportunity to join Sylvan Learning Centers.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvan Learning provides supplemental education to children to help them keep up, catch up, or get ahead. And was with them for about 3.5 years and had both domestic and international franchising. So great companies,
yeah,
wonderful missions, and then just had a great opportunity to join Home Helpers about 5 years ago.
That's fantastic. And I'm glad you mentioned all that because, you know, a lot of times, I mean, we mentioned to our listeners on the show that, you know, one of the themes over the last 6 years is to, you know, look towards the leadership's experience, you know, and that was one of the things that, you know, also impressed me most about Home Helpers was when I was looking at your biography, all the different things that you've done. You know, I think you're a great person to lead this organization. This is definitely, I guess, a different industry for you, isn't it? I mean, it's an exciting industry. I hate to say this, but I mean, this is this out of all the industries in franchising, I think this is certainly my favorite. In 1999, I was interviewed by the LA Times, and they said, what industry should, I guess, aspiring entrepreneurs look towards? And I said, you know, look towards a senior care, you know, in this type of industry. And it's just amazing how it's grown, you know, over the last, 10, 15 years. What do you guys attribute your success to? I mean, how do you guys stay ahead of everyone
else?
Well,
I think that great question. You know, first of all, I think our experience lends us to position us to do that. We've had more experience than most anyone in the sector.
Yeah.
And in doing that, our core mission we've stayed true to, which is to be the most comprehensive home care company. And our goal and mission is to keep folks at home. There are some in the sector that they do that to a point, and then they have agreements and programs to put somebody in facilities. We've expanded our model so that we are doing all the things to keep someone at home. We started with just companion care 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We moved into personal care, and then about a year ago, we moved into skilled medical services as well. And then we layered into that, through our Direct Link program, some products and services that, again, enable someone to stay at home. We originally started with the personal emergency response system.
Mm-hmm.
We then layered in medication management units, which is oftentimes the difference between someone being able to stay at home or move into an assisted living. Now we have a means to be able to help families manage that at home. We also implemented vital sign monitoring. We now have a fall sensor to help those that are fall prone, that the technology works on impact. We have a unit that has some GPS technology to help those that, you know, may roam a little bit, so you can put parameters up and keep them at home a little longer. So everything that we've done has been to stay true to our core mission, which is to enable families to help keep loved ones at home.
Mm.
And we've stayed ahead of the curve on all of that.
Is that what you like most about the industry? Because, again, you've worked in several different industries. What do you like most about this industry, Emma?
Well, I think you'd have to understand a little bit more of my history, Marty. I started with family caregiving coming out of high school as a teenager. My grandmother had had her fifth stroke. We kept her at home through family care and assisted care, paid care, for 18 and a half years. During that time, my mother had her third stroke. During that 18 years, 5 years of it, we cared for my mother at the same time. My dad, in that time, was diagnosed with terminal cancer. So a lot of family caregiving, which is one of the reasons that I am so incredibly passionate about Home Helpers as an organization, our mission, and all of the families that we serve. So to me, that is part of the real excitement, is to be able to help those families have greater time and greater quality of time with their loved ones as they age. Then, given the fact that, you know, the 76 million baby boomers are all aging, and I'm in that sector, it really lends you to have a great passion and mission.
Yeah, it's one of these, you know, we've been calling it for a long time now on the show, a feel-good industry, in the sense where, you know, you have the opportunity to, I think, make tremendous money, but at the same time, at the end of the day, really have feel good about, you know, what you're doing and the mission you're providing. I'm also, you know, like yourself, I'm my father has had Parkinson's disease now for 10 years, and now we're at the point where we just can't leave him alone anymore, you know, and it's very emotional, isn't it, like when you're going through the whole process, you know, I mean, now that we're there, like, oh my God, who do we leave him with if, you know, we're ever to leave the house, you know, so it's very emotional for the families, isn't it? So, yeah, absolutely. What about the technology? You guys have some interesting technology that you've been utilizing. You mentioned some of them.
Yes. We have, obviously, with the technological advances available, one of the areas with all of the baby boomers out there is they want to age in place. They want to stay as independent as long as possible. So our goal in tracking technology is to be able to make those as appropriate available to families. Mm-hmm. As I said, we started on the home care side mm-hmm. with a program called telephony, which enables us yes. to accurately and better track the caregivers as they're in and out of the homes so that there's no disruption of service to the clients
right.
or their families. And we find those things out early and quickly if there's going to be a problem. So we started with that program years ago. And then when Direct Link was brought into our portfolio,
mm-hmm.
the personal emergency response systems are obviously a unit that the client has. We offer a premium package where they have a couple of different options to activate the system should they need assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And in an emergency situation, our monitoring system, which is is the best out there, quite frankly. They only work with medical situations. They don't do alarm and burglary and fire, those kind
right.
of situations. So they're specifically trained to work with seniors. And in emergency situations, you know, help is dispatched very quickly to get that client help. So we've got a great program there with the technology. It can work with cell phones or landlines
wow.
or VoIP because that's so popular.
Right.
And then from there, as I said, we started with a medication management unit. This system helps remind clients, loved ones, to take their
mm-hmm.
medications. So
mm-hmm.
once the unit is loaded with the appropriate dosages and times for dispensing, it will alert the client that it's time to take their next dosage.
Wow.
If they don't actually open the unit and take the medication, it will send an alarm to our monitoring station, and the monitoring station will then call the client and remind them. If they still don't take it after a short period of time, then it goes to another activity on the list
mm-hmm.
where maybe they call the daughter, whatever the client has family has set up, so that we can make sure that client gets their medication on time or as prescribed. There's been so many studies done with management in this area to
mm-hmm.
say that, you know, by making sure that folks have these types of products, it lowers the admission rates in hospitals because
mm-hmm.
the two biggest reasons that seniors over 65 end up in emergency rooms are falls and medication mismanagement.
Wow, I didn't know
that. So we've
got
something to help with both of them that enables those clients and their families to get help and have peace of mind when no one's with them. So the medication management helps families. When my mom had her third stroke,
mm-hmm.
the biggest problem we had with her was she decided, she was cognitively never the same, she decided
yeah.
that she knew how to self-medicate better than her doctors did.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had had something like this back in, you know, 1987,
right.
what a gift it would have been for us.
Yeah.
So obviously we've added that product. Then we added vital sign monitoring. And certainly this was to help folks who they need to have their blood pressure, blood sugars, oxygenation, and weight monitored regularly. And we know that through a lot of studies, there's been some claims and data that have been compared that indicated that there was a 58% reduction in all-cause readmissions for those clients or patients that utilize the technology. So again, helping us keep families together and loved ones home longer has been the goal. So we added vital sign monitoring, and then we added some GPS technology to help with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. So we have, in the last 5 years, we have greatly expanded our portfolio of services with the sole goal of providing a broader continuum of care to clients and their families, and to be able to help keep them home longer.
That's so important. I mean, the technology is really fascinating. I mean, I always wonder, you know, when I hear about things like this, how they did it, you know, 30 years ago or 40 years ago, like you said, you know, I can't even imagine because the technology is truly fascinating. So getting to, like, the franchisees, I mean, when someone says, you know, this sounds like a type of franchise I'd like to go into. What does Home Helpers look for? I mean, as far as like the characteristics of your franchisees or prospective franchisees?
Well, certainly we're looking for partners who are going to represent the brand well, mm-hmm. who are going to be able to implement the operating system. I mean, we're 15 years into this. It's, we're not new, and we do a lot of research, and we stay ahead of the curve with what we bring to the market. So we're looking for someone who is willing to be in business for themselves but not by themselves,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
meaning that we're there to support them with a great operating system, and a great support network of staff and other franchise owners to be able to come into our system, take what we know, and then implement it in their local markets. So they have to have a willingness to be able to, you know, take that risk, have the courage mm-hmm. to step off the curb, to take that risk, to go into business for themselves, but yet be backed by a national network of hundreds and hundreds of offices with 15 years of brand equity and 15 years of intellectual property and operating system, and not try to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, absolutely, especially after 15 years, you know, of doing it. You know, I'm sure the system is so much stronger now, you know, than in the first year. So absolutely. So once someone decides you like them and that, you know, they like you and they say, okay, you know, we want to be part of this whole thing, what's the training like from there? Do they fly out to, like, your corporate headquarters, or how does that work?
They do. We, first of all, our professional development for our offices, owners, and staff is ongoing. But initially, a new owner, once we've decided that this is a good match and we want to move forward together, they would come into Cincinnati for a full week of training. That week of training would include everything from human resources to social media to financial management and financial reporting, risk management, a host of marketing. It is just a computer lab, how to implement and utilize software to help run the office. So it is a very deep dive that first week. There's mm-hmm. also pre-work that they do before they come to mm-hmm. training, and post-work after they leave training before they're mm-hmm. actually certified. Once that takes place, then there is ongoing professional development available through our Home Helpers University. We have two tracks there, one for our owners and their office staff, and another for their caregivers. And our goal there is to continue to provide professional development in everything from marketing to human resource management to public relations, and financial pieces, so that they continue to learn and grow as they move forward in the industry and in the business. We provide a complete caregiver training curriculum, and so their caregivers have the ability to be trained through online modules in the classroom, on the job. We have a mentoring program for them, and they can earn some different levels of credentialing through Home Helpers University as well.
Interesting.
So
lots of training.
It is. We really place a lot of emphasis in training, because at the end of the day, that's kind of really where the rubber meets the road. The caregivers out in the field providing exceptional care to the families that they support, and then us providing care and training to the offices that support them.
If you could paint the picture maybe of what a typical day is like for like a Home Helpers franchisee, that would be great for our listeners too.
Well, I don't know that there's a typical day in any
That's
place
true.
I've ever been in franchising. I'm not sure there's a typical day.
That's
but
true.
Our owners typically spend a great deal of their time in marketing the business, making and nourishing those relationships, and positioning within the community for client referrals, whether that's directly to the consumer, it's working with hospitals and discharge planners and doctors as they have clients who will be needing care, as well as some trusted professionals like trust attorneys and CPAs that are working with the elderly as they are planning other stages of their life. So they a good deal of their time is spent in marketing the business. But then there's also time spent recruiting. There's time spent in in-home consultations, maybe with or instead of their marketing. They may have a marketing person on staff. And then obviously there has to be some time spent on watching the books, managing the money, the billing, and the obvious ongoing financial concerns that any business owner would have. So it's really every day is a little different. One day they may spend an entire day on marketing, and another day they may spend a little bit of time in marketing and a whole lot of time in recruiting great caregivers, as an example.
Oh, that's great. You've been doing this such a long time now, and you know, you've been involved in many different types of franchise opportunities and industries. What advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise, Emma?
You know, I really think it boils down to a couple of things. You know, first, if you're going to go into a franchise, understand that you're going into a system that has some level of proven success out there. Just do your homework. But if you're going to go into business for yourself, make sure that you're willing to follow a system and help redefine it at times, because we are not the same company we were 15 years ago, and our owners have helped us bring our system forward. So we're very involved, and they're very involved with us as we shape strategy for the future. But be able to come in and follow a system. Surround yourself with great support network, not just within the franchise system, but at home as well, in your community, your friends, and your family. When you're doing your research on a franchise system, as you mentioned earlier, look at the management team. What level of success have they had in the past? Have they been around a while so you know they're going to be there in 5 years or 10 years? Because everyone who starts a business should always start it with an exit strategy in mind. But until you're ready for that exit strategy, you want to make sure that the team you're on is going to support you and help you and is, has some proven track record of success.
Well, this is great advice. Being the president of the company, I have the opportunity of asking you, so what are the plans for the future for Home Helpers, Emma?
You know, we are going to continue to stay true to our mission, which is to help folks stay at home. But the way we intend to do that, we are actually in a second test right now with our franchise offices, and unfortunately I'm not at liberty to go into too great a detail as to what that is, but I will tell you it will expand our portfolio of services for families even farther. And again, our goal to keep families together as long as possible. We will do it through the home care, the Home Helpers franchise, and providing additional care services for the home, and on the Direct Link side, additional products to keep families together longer. So our goal over the next 3 to 5 years is we're actually in test on one right now, and we're in planning for a next test once this is complete. So we're always going to be, we're listening to our referral sources, our clients and families, and we're always going to be planning for that next improvement so that we can help families stay home.
Wow, that's fantastic. Sounds like there's a lot going on in the future for Home Helpers, so that's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Emma, to get more information on becoming a franchisee and all the different services that Home Helpers provides? Are there any websites they should go to?
Absolutely. Our website is www.homehelpers.cc.
Okay.
And there is a lot of information there.
That's fantastic, and I'm glad I finally had the opportunity to interview you. I've been following you for a long time now, so it was great to finally get the chance to speak to you, and I'd already like to invite you back next year, Emma, as you guys continue to grow, and sounds like you have some exciting things going on as well.
I would be happy to, Marty. I really appreciate your time today.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Emma. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a happy Veterans Day, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.